This is Friday Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. With me now is Becca Bacon-Martin, editor of What's Up, the entertainment section in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
Antoinette, we can't ignore it. It's as sure as leaves falling from trees, hog fans flocking to ball games, and that pesky gray hair that I get. Never mind. It's about that time every fall when the bikes roll into Fayetteville.
And people roll out of Fayetteville.
Well, the good news, depending on your point of view, is that this year they expect even more riders. Because Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue has become an official Harley destination.
Really?
So that means they have an official Harley destination rally pin. And there are 1.2 million members of the Harley owner group.
Well, that's pretty interesting.
Hogs, yes.
I feel like we've arrived.
I think we have. The bad news, or the good news, depending on your perspective, is that not all of Bikes and Songs is going to be on Dixon Street this year.
Okay.
In addition to the Baum Stadium parking lot and the Arkansas Music Pavilion, they've added the Washington County Fairgrounds as another location. So there will be live music at all four places, along with motorcycle fun like the Wall of Death stunt ride.
That sounds dangerous.
Family fun like helicopter rides, which is on my list of things that we should go do.
Okay.
And adult fun like beer gardens.
All right. Fun for everybody.
You can find an exhaustive schedule in today's What's Up, but here's the overview. It starts at 3 o'clock Wednesday because the first beer garden opens in the Walton Art Center parking lot. Bikes, Blues, and Hot Rods 2, which is what happens out at the Amp.
With the cars.
With the cars. Starts at 11 o'clock Thursday. That's when their beer garden opens. And the Ozark Blues Society Blues Challenge kicks off the music there at 1 o'clock Thursday. And if you're one of the first 3,500, you can taste barbecue for $5 at 6:30 on October 1st at the fairgrounds. That's where the barbecue's moseyed off to.
All right, so fairgrounds, barbecue, got it.
Music headliners, Easton Corbin, who is 6 o'clock Thursday at the Amp, he's country. Tickets start at $10. October 1st, Pat Travers and Rick Derringer, who are classic rock. That means old rockers. At 7 o'clock on October 1st at the Amp. Tickets start at $10. And on October 2nd, the Black Crows at the Amp at 7 o'clock. And tickets start at $20.
So all pretty affordable.
Mm-hmm. And the Parade of Power, which is great fun if you like motorcycles, starts at 4 o'clock on October 2nd, but the route's different.
Okay.
You can find this in What's Up, but just so you know, it leaves from the University of Arkansas parking lot number 56, which is the corner of Razorback and MLK Junior Boulevard.
All right.
And it will go north on Razorback, turn on Maple, go over to College, and come back down to Dixon Street.
All right. So people can line up anywhere along that route, and they'll be able to see...
And not be able to hear for days.
Motorcycles, right.
Parking's going to be an issue. I mean, realistically, with all of the current discussion about parking in the Fayetteville Entertainment District, it is going to be an issue. The rally organizers have made room for more parking at Baum Stadium by, like, moving the barbecue cook-off and so forth. And the train will run folks back and forth to Dixon Street.
Okay, so you can park over at the baseball field, and they'll bring you to Dixon to where some of the things are going on.
Right. And someone sober will be driving, which is always a good thing.
Always a good thing. Safety first.
You can find out more at bikesbluesandbarbecue.org. The official Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue information booth will be at the corner of Dixon and West Avenue. And they'll be covering it in the Northwest Arkansas Times. And you can go check out today's What's Up because we've got four pages devoted to Bikes and Songs, which I'm trying to get it renamed because it's shorter.
Okay. We'll see if we can get that worked out for next year.
Thank you. Moving on to quieter things.
All right, quieter.
Lots of theater this weekend. Something new at Fort Smith Little Theater, a comedy called Eat Your Heart Out.
I love the name.
Funny just for the title. It's about Charlie, an aspiring actor who's waiting tables in New York, waiting for his big break. Playgoers follow him from four-star fine dining to a no-star diner, and they meet the customers who are part of his life. The girl who's desperately trying to eat snails and oysters to please her fiancé, the middle-aged lovers so intent on each other they can't order food. Should be a lot of fun. 8 o'clock today and tomorrow. Starts again Wednesday. Wednesday, Thursday, and next weekend. 2:30 this Sunday. $10. FSLT.org.
Okay, so this weekend, next week.
It is finally the last weekend of the 39 Steps.
They had a long run.
They added a week because it was so popular. This is a Theater Squared comedy, drama, adventure based on the book on which the Alfred Hitchcock movie was based.
All right.
English is my first language some days. 7:30 today, 7:30 Saturday, 2 o'clock Sunday. It's at the Nadine Baum Studios in Fayetteville. Tickets are $24. And Nonsense, because you can't have enough nuns.
Nope, never.
Is at Rogers Little Theater. It's part of their silver anniversary season, and it was selected by audiences who were polled about what shows they'd like to see again.
And this was one of their favorites.
And 4 out of 5 of the original nuns from 18 years ago are back on stage.
Oh, how fun.
They will be on stage at 8 o'clock today and tomorrow, 2 o'clock Sunday. Tickets start at $15. There's also a ton of theater for kids this weekend. Bang Bang, You're Dead, which is a one-act play that Arts Live Theater is presenting. It's a drama revolving around Josh, who is a high school student turned shooter. And it was written about the time that things were happening at Columbine and in Jonesboro. And this is not a fun show. This is a serious show. And it is recommended for ages 12 and older.
So don't bring your teeny tiny brothers and sisters. They may not.
I've got a place for them to go in just a second.
All right.
7 o'clock today, 2 and 7 tomorrow, and 2 on Sunday, and tickets are $4 to $6. This is the first production in Arts Live's new home on Sang Avenue.
Oh, so it's kind of a homecoming or...
Yeah, because they've got enough space to make a studio theater.
Okay.
So this is their first show there, and it's very exciting. You can find out more at 521-4932. Now, for the little people, some pig...
Oh, yes.
Charlotte's Web is at the Art Center of the Ozarks. And how can that not be fun? It starts at 3 o'clock Saturday. There's only one public show, although they do a ton of shows for schools. And tickets are $9 to $16. And Stage One Entertainment presents Willy Wonka Jr., a version of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory intended for very young audiences. Playgoers will meet Charlie and his family, then take the Chocolate Factory tour with Willy Wonka to see the four bratty children get their comeuppance.
Excellent.
2 and 7 Saturday, Arend Art Center in Bentonville. Tickets are $5 to $10, and you can call 366-1245. Also this weekend, the 74th Annual Arkansas-Oklahoma State Fair in Fort Smith.
So we do have one more fair out there.
K. Rogers Park, and tickets are $6 for adults, $3 for children ages 2 to 11 to get in. Musical headliners include Puddle of Mud on Monday.
All right.
Kind of like them. Gretchen Wilson on Tuesday.
It's a little country.
And Chris Young, a little more country, on Wednesday. And then next weekend, there's a whole ton of music. And finally, for fine arts lovers, because we don't want to leave you out, even though we're talking about Harleys and Puddles of Mud. This weekend is the 5th annual Eureka Springs Artist Studio Tour, where you can go into studios, meet the artists, look at their work. 14 private studios. And it's 10 to 6 today, 10 to 6 tomorrow, and 10 to 4 Sunday. And you can visit EurekaSpringsStudioTour.com to find out more.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Becca.
You're so welcome, Antoinette.
Becca Bacon-Martin is the editor of What's Up, the entertainment section found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers every Friday.